Ratzenberga, aby řekl několik slov.
Tak, jak jste viděli, hlavní úkol této návštěvy pana ministra zahraničí Řeči pospolitý Radoslava Sikorského u nás byla dohoda o kulturním fóru. Myšlenka kulturního fóru vycházela z poznatku, že sice jsme už přes 1000 let sousedé, nicméně řekněme znalost v Čechách, v Polsku je poměrně mnohem menší než o ostatních sousedních zemích. Přitom můžu s radostí zjistit, že asi nikdy, snad naposled v době jagellonských králů to bylo tak, a to už je nějakých 500 let tomu, nebyly tak dobré vztahy mezi Polskem a českými zeměmi jako teď. Máme spoustu společných zájmů v mezinárodní politice, v evropské politice a naše spolupráce na všech úrovních pokračuje velice dobře. Jisté drobné třenice, které jsme ještě měli, jak si pamatuju, na začátku 90. let pominuli. Teď je to opravdu od hlavy státu až k odborné spolupráci na velice dobré úrovni. Nicméně, jak říkám, znalost je poměrně ještě malá a co se děje v kulturní spolupráce, pohraniční spolupráce, vědomosti u nás, o Polsku, taky mezi našimi podnikateli, ale také v širokém obecenstvu, je nepřiměřená velikosti Polska, důležitosti Polska, nejenom v sousedních vztazích, nýbrž také v evropské politice a tak dále. Proto jsme ustanovili toto fórum, který opravdu to bude popojovat a bude se starat o to, aby naše přátelství proniklo do všech úrovní společnosti. Tak to bylo, co se týče fóra. Druhá věc je, že jsme ovšem měli normální bilaterální jednání, kde jsme jednali o bilaterální záležitosti pohraničí a tak dále, společného pohledu na vývoj v Evropě, jak to bude, jak můžeme řešit naši silnější vliv v Bruselu, jak budeme spolu postupovat, jak vůči Ruské federaci, tak vůči Spojeným státům, jak vidí Polsko naše předsednictví, vysvětlil jsem, jaký jsou naše úmysly předsednictví. Krátce a dobře, je tolik společných témat, že je dobré, že ta bilaterální setkání bylo. Doufám, že jich bude více. Já jedu ještě tento měsíc do Varšavy na setkání Vyšegradské čtyřky, kdy se tak uvidíme. Potom se uvidíme zase na zasedání ministrů NATO. Prostě jsme odkázáni na sebe, abychom co nejlépe spolupracovali.
The main task of today's meeting was to conclude the memorandum on the creation of the cultural forum. The idea about the creation of the cultural forum is based on the fact that despite we are neighbors for a very long time, the knowledge of Poland in the Czech Republic is not so good as about our other neighbors. And even though the relations between our countries have never been so good as now, maybe except for the period some 500 years ago when the Jagiellon kings were in power, then we decided that it's very good to join our interests in this field and to start cooperate on all levels in the forum. We also discussed the issues of international cooperation and cooperation within the EU on all levels. We know that the relations currently are very good. The small problems that existed at the beginning of the 90s are all gone. And the relations from the really topmost level to the professional and expert cooperation is going very well. But as I said, the knowledge about Poland is not so good. Therefore, we decided that more cultural and cross-border cooperation should be put in place, because the knowledge of the general public about Poland does not correspond to the size and importance of our neighbor. Therefore, it's very good we managed to found the forum, and apart from this, we also discussed other standard bilateral issues, and on any other bilateral meeting, our common views on the development in Europe, how we can influence the things in the European Union, and how we shall proceed in common with regards to the USA and to the European Union. We also discussed the Polish views on our presidency, what will be our priorities, and many other topics. I can say that it was a very useful meeting, and I hope we will continue in more discussions when I will go to Warsaw next month for the V4 meeting.
Now I would like to ask Minister Sikorski to say several words.
Organizatorzy prosili mnie, abym mówił po angielsku. Mam nadzieję, że nasza prasa mi wybaczy. So, okay. Highness Minister, dear Carol, thank you very much for inviting me. And thank you for signing this memorandum, which will launch the idea that you have personally proposed, and I'm really grateful to you that you have proposed it, because it is an excellent idea. We regard the relations between Poland and Czech Republic as exemplary, and we have an intensive political dialogue, both on a bilateral and a European level. And we certainly think that the forum will bring back the best traditions of dialogue between civil society back in the 1970s and 80s, when we were doing despite our governments, and now we will do it with the encouragement of our governments. Our alliance is strengthened by our joint participation in the U.S. project to build a missile defense base in Europe, and we certainly both expect and hope that the project will be continued. We look similarly on the main issues facing Europe and the North Atlantic Alliance together, on relations with the United States, with Russia, energy security, and the shaping of our neighborhood, both in the East of the EU and in the Balkans. The timing of my visit couldn't be better. I'm delighted to be here on the eve of the Czech Republic assuming the presidency of the EU. We support the priorities of the Czech presidency of the EU, and we hope to have an intensive collaboration on how to put them through. We are particularly glad that the Czech Republic has declared that she would convene the summit of the entire EU and the six partner countries of the Eastern Partnership. This was at our request, and we are glad that this initiative that we had a part in launching will be so prominently and seriously treated by the Czech Republic. We also support the Czech Republic in, to us, the obvious idea that the new U.S. president should visit the EU in the country of the presidency. We are delighted also that the practical aspect of our cooperation will be not just scholarships, but also internships of our diplomats, Polish diplomats at the Czech Foreign Ministry and Czech diplomats at our Foreign Ministry. So again, thank you for the invitation. Delighted to have signed the memorandum, and greatly looking forward to your presidency.
Thank you, Mr. Minister. Dámy a pánové, nyní můžete klást své otázky. Ladies and gentlemen, please ask your questions. Yes.
Luboš Palata, Lidové noviny. Otázka na pana ministra Sikorského. Má Polsko podobné fórum, jako teď zakládá s Českou republikou, s nějakou jinou sousední zemí? A druhá otázka je, nedávno jste řekl, že americká základna v Polsku je podle vašeho názoru tak o něco více než na 50% pravděpodobná. Mohl byste upřesnit, co to znamená o něco více než 50% z vašeho pohledu? Děkuji.
Question for the Minister of Poland. Does Poland has a similar forum or memorandum about cooperation with some other neighboring country as with the Czech Republic that you are signing today? And the second question, you recently said that the probability of the US base in Poland being built is more than 50%. Can you specify what this more than 50% means?
We have a civic fora with our neighbors Germany and Russia, and I hear that the Czech Republic also has one with Germany. So I think it is obvious that we should have one between each other. And it's high time. I'd like to stress again how grateful I am to Minister Schwarzenberg for coming up with this idea. As regards the MD base, we are continuing our negotiations on the agreements that in our system have to be attached to the main agreement with the United States for ratification. That is to say, the SOFA supplemental agreement, the framework agreement on industrial and scientific cooperation, and some other minor technical agreements. We have just had another round of negotiations on SOFA. We have two more rounds, I think, this month on some of the other issues. Another one is planned for December. So, we are picking up no signs whatsoever on the American side of any change of heart or any even change of schedule. And the United States is a serious country and usually honors agreements signed by one administration for the other. And remember that Congress is already under Democrat control, and that some of these decisions on funding are already being taken by Democratic chairmen and congressmen. So we don't expect, even for political reasons, any revolution. But of course, a new president will take a new look, and we know what the position of the president-elect is. That he told me personally that he wants to make sure that that the thing works, which is entirely understandable. We should patiently wait until the new administration is formed and until they make up their mind.
Thank you. Další otázka, prosím, next question. Is there any? Yes.
Kateřina Zachovalová, DPA. When you mentioned what President-elect told you about that he wants to know that it works, do you expect perhaps any delays because of that?
I don't want to speculate. This is a very sensitive time for the administration that is being formed. It is the time when they are getting to know the inside track, as regards information about national security matters. That has to take some time. We shouldn't hurry people along. The decisions and the negotiations were based on rational assumptions, and I assume those assumptions are still valid. And as I say, we will continue to negotiate and to deal in good faith as good allies.
Thank you. Next question, please. Další otázka, jestli je nějaká. Nikdo se nehlásí. V tom případě, dámy a pánové, děkuji, že jste přišli do Černínského paláce. Hezký den.
Thank you very much, Mr.